Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
There and welcome once again to the Gary Zimek Show. I'm your host, Gary Zimek, and I'm so glad to be back here with you on the program. Hope you had a great week. Today we're going to look at the Mass readings for the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord. Now, this is a big day. We had two choices today. We could have looked at the Mass readings for the seventh Sunday of Easter, but in most dioceses, as far as I can tell, around the country, the Ascension of the Lord is being transferred to this Sunday. So I thought it would probably be a good idea to use the readings for the solemnity of the Ascension. So that's what we're going to do. And as we get ready for the Easter season to draw to a close, I can't believe it. I mean, we've been at this for 50 days, and the Easter season is going to be drawing to a close very soon, as next Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. We really don't want to lose sight of the fact that Jesus is risen from the dead still. You know, that sounds like a silly statement, but it's easy to begin to lose appreciation for the fact that the Lord did rise from the dead, and he is alive and with us, right? That's what we want to remember. But today we're going to look at him ascending into heaven, which can be a little confusing, but what I'm going to say about this today, and we'll go through all of the readings, is the fact that he ascended into heaven doesn't mean he's no longer with us. It just means that one phase of his ministry finished, and he was about to send the Holy Spirit to us, which would inaugurate the next phase of his ministry. And once the Holy Spirit descended upon the church, that's when you and I could really be able to get involved and to let the Lord work through us. So that's what we're going to focus on today. Now, what is our job? What is my job? What is your job when it comes to spreading Jesus and continuing his mission? And so that's what we're going to focus on today, because we all do have a role to play when it comes to proclaiming the good news. So why don't we turn to our Father in heaven right now? Let's begin in prayer. And then we'll get right into the readings for the Ascension of the Lord. Okay, will you join me? Great. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for allowing us to be with you right now. We recognize, Father, that you are present with us. We recognize, Father, that you are watching over us right now, that you are totally in control of our lives, and that you are all-powerful, and that you love us with an unconditional love. So this is a great combination of facts that we need to remember, Father. Father, we ask you to accept all of our intentions today. Please help us with our various needs. Please grant us the strength that we need to continue our journey. We're sorry for any offenses that we committed against you. We're sorry for anything we did that was not pleasing to you. And Father, we pray for the grace to be able to do better. We ask, Father, that you send your Holy Spirit on us today so that we may be able to hear the message you have for us on this program and be ready and willing to put it into practice. Father, I ask finally that you send your Spirit upon me so that I can deliver the message that you would like delivered this day. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. Again, I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to the Gary Zimek Show. And we come to you once each week and for 30 minutes, and we look at the readings from the Sunday Mass readings. And today, as I said at the beginning, we're going to look at the readings for the Solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord, which for the most part, in just about all of the dioceses in the United States, has been transferred from Thursday to Sunday. So normally, we have, for years, we've had Ascension Thursday, but more and more dioceses are transferring it to Sunday. So I figure it's probably best for me to talk about the readings for the Ascension, as opposed to the seventh Sunday of Easter. Next Sunday is going to be Pentecost Sunday, believe it or not, and we will at that point bring the Easter season. It'll draw to a conclusion, and we'll go back into ordinary time. But in the meantime, we are still in the Easter season. We still want to keep saying Happy Easter. We still want to keep saying Alleluia and recognize the fact that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He is with us. He wants to help us, and he can help us if we turn to him. If you would like to find out more information about my ministry, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. While you're there, you can find out how to sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, or you can pick up a copy of my new book, Give Up Worry for Good. One other thing I want to mention is I've been getting more and more calls, and I'm really happy about this, to give talks at parishes around the country. Things are finally starting to open up. I have not traveled anywhere since, I think it was March of last year, March of 2020, when everything shut down. I will be heading out to Wisconsin very shortly, and this is the first talk I've given in literally over a year. So I'm excited. But the reason I tell you that is if you want to bring me into your parish to speak, especially if you want a Give Up Worry for Lent talk for 2022, now is the time to do it because my schedule still has openings. So just go to followingthetruth.com and you'll be able to contact me through the website. All right. So let's look at these readings for the Ascension of our Lord, a solemnity. This is a big day. Typically, it would occur on Thursday. That's why it's been called Ascension Thursday for so many years. But for a variety of reasons, dioceses across the country have transferred this solemnity to Sunday, to this Sunday. So we're going to look at those readings. The gospel, and I always start with the gospel. If you're new to the show, I always start with the gospel because the gospel leads the way. It has a place of prominence among all of the other books of the Bible. So I like to lead with the gospel for that reason. Kind of gives us the main theme as we look at all of these readings. So the gospel for this Sunday is from Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink anything deadly, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. So, you know, as we look at this gospel for the Ascension, Jesus is ascending into heaven. Now, you got to remember, his public ministry on earth only lasted approximately 3 years. And after that, he passed the baton, if you want to say that, to the apostles, who would carry on his ministry. And the church has been doing that for over 2,000 years now. You and I, as baptized Catholic Christians, we have a role to play as well. And essentially, this is referred to as the Great Commission. This is Mark's version of the Great Commission. This is what Jesus tells each of us. go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. That's up to you and me to do. And Jesus would give us his Holy Spirit. He did give us his Holy Spirit in order to help us to do that, to share the gospel. At this point, the Holy Spirit had not yet descended upon the church. But as we look at this, at what's happening here, at this Great Commission, at Jesus ascending into heaven, we recognize that once we are baptized and confirmed, we have the full power of the Holy Spirit in us, enabling us to go out and share the gospel. If it's just up to us, if we were doing this on our own, we would not be successful. But once the Holy Spirit helps us, once we have the power of the Holy Spirit, it's a whole new story. And we are capable of doing a good job with the help of the Spirit to share the good news. And then Jesus says to his followers, his apostles, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. So it's important for us to get the message out there and through the power of the Holy Spirit to share the message in a convincing way. But again, we can just do the best we can. We can't do anything beyond our capability. However, the Holy Spirit can work with what we've done, what we do, what we say, and bring about great conversions in people. And at the end of this, this commentary by Jesus, we're told that he was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they, his followers, his disciples, went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. So just as the Lord worked with them, he will work with us, or he can work with us if we're willing to let him work with us, so that we can share his gospel in a powerful way. But again, don't try to do it by yourself. Make sure you ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Now, the first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles. It's the very beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. And again, you're going to hear that reference to the fact that Jesus, in his physical, you want to call it the physical or the earthly ministry of Jesus, just lasted approximately 3 years. But now he operates. We're going to focus more on this next week when we look at the readings for Pentecost Sunday. He operates in a much more powerful way. He was limited when he was walking around on the face of the earth. He had various limits to his ministry. He could only be in one place at one time, and he allowed that to happen by taking on a body of flesh and blood. But once he ascended into heaven through his Holy Spirit, he has much more power and is able to work all over the world at the same time. And again, he allowed himself to have the limit of having a human body. But once that was gone, once he ascended into heaven, he actually had more capability. So let's look at this reading. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. And just as an aside, it's believed that the Acts of the Apostles was written by St. Luke, who also wrote one of the four Gospels. And that's why he's talking about all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, his time on earth in public ministry. He presented himself alive to them, and by many proofs after he suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And this is the time period from the resurrection of our Lord up until the time that he would ascend into heaven, those 40 days. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You know, one of the things about Jesus is that he always had a method. He was very methodical when it came to the way he operated. he told his followers that he would be sending the Holy Spirit. It didn't happen as soon as he ascended. It happened after that. It happened 10 days after he ascended into heaven. So that's why we got to remember in our own lives, when we run into troubles, when we run into challenges or difficulties, we have to give the Lord some time to work so that he can work according to his own schedule. You know, and I think that this is an important lesson for us. In a few days, the Holy Spirit would be descending. The Holy Spirit was not coming just yet, but the Holy Spirit will be coming. That's what he's telling his followers. And when they had gathered together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He answered them, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." In other words, he's telling them, it's not up to me. I don't have to tell you everything. They're expecting him to free them from the Roman rule, the rule of the Romans. And the Lord is saying, that's not your business. But what I am telling you, Jesus said, is that I will be sending the Holy Spirit, and you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And that's what you, I think that's, we'll talk obviously more about this next week on Pentecost, but we need to believe that the Holy Spirit gives us power. The Holy Spirit is just not a wimpy bird or a dove or, you know, this wind that blows very calmly. The Holy Spirit gives us power, and we need power. We need power if we are to really spread the gospel and have it take root in the world, right? We need that power of the Holy Spirit. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven." You know, so this reading, this first reading, really wants us to concentrate on the fact that Jesus had a beginning and an end to his public ministry on earth. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, his ministry continues, certainly in the church, through the work of the church. But you and me, as members of the church, we also have a role to play. So you and me, we're the hands and feet of Jesus in the world right now. And he's counting on us to spread his good news, you know, and people need that. People need to know about Jesus, and you and me, that's our job. All right. So the responsorial Psalm 47, God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. What we're seeing is a successful, it may not have looked at it when he was on the cross, but what we're seeing is a successful end to the earthly ministry of Jesus as he ascends into heaven. Ultimately, you know, this is a display of his power. Death couldn't stop him. Death could not stop him from accomplishing what he came here to accomplish. And this is the Savior that we serve. We say we serve a risen Savior who has risen from the dead and who has ascended into heaven. That's where he came from. He came from heaven originally, and he's coming back from heaven one day to judge the world in glory. All you peoples, clap your hands, shout to God with cries of gladness, for the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy. The Lord, amid trumpet blasts, sing praise to God, sing praise to our King, sing praise. For King of all the earth is God. Sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. Now, you know, this is a reminder for us, and this is something we need to remember, something that I need to remember for sure. It reminds us that even though the world appears crazy and out of control at times, Jesus is still in charge. He is still completely in control. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He is in control of the world. He's in control of your life. He's in control of the world. He's in control of the universe. I think we need to remember that sometimes, don't we? Because it's very easy to lose sight of that fact when we turn on the news and see the craziness, the division, the hatred, the bickering, and you know, some of the pandemonium that's taking place around the world. He is still in charge. But you know what we need to remember, and I think this is important, this is not heaven. You know, we live in a fallen world. This is not heaven. And even though the Lord is in charge, this world is not perfect. And this is not our final destination. And I think it's good to remember that sometimes. Let's look at the second reading. It's from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 23. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. And again, you see that reminder that Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father on his throne. He is in power. He ascended into heaven. Unlike the assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we believe that Jesus ascended into heaven on his own power. Mary was assumed. She was taken up by heaven. She didn't do that on her own power because Mary wasn't divine. Mary was human. But Jesus, on the other hand, in his divinity, was able to ascend by himself into heaven. And he's there. He's in heaven, but that doesn't mean that his work on earth is over. It's not. It'll continue until the end of the world. But you and me, we are here. He left us in charge. And that great commission that was directed to his disciples that we read in the gospel today, that is directed to you and me. So we have a role to play. And you know, it's and if we just look at what we can do on our own, it's not much, but through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why the Holy Spirit contains power. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, you and I, we are able to do great things, but we're not the ones doing them. It's really the Lord who is working through us with his Holy Spirit to enable us to do good things. So with that in mind, what do we do? Right, you know, I think sometimes we think about that and wonder, what exactly is it that I am supposed to do? What should I do? What can I do to share Jesus with those around me? You know, we all have different talents. We all have different capabilities. We are all blessed in different ways. The main thing for us to remember is to share Jesus with others, using the skills that he gave us in the best way possible, and not being too upset if our work doesn't bear fruit instantly. Remember, Jesus was very methodical. He took his time, and when it was time, the kingdom grew gradually. The church, I should say, the church or the kingdom of God on earth grew gradually over many years to the point now where it is worldwide. We need to depend on the Holy Spirit. And I'm a big believer. I always, at the beginning of my shows, ask the Holy Spirit to help. I ask for the help of the Holy Spirit to give me the words. And I really believe that he's going to give me the words. I don't want this show or anything that I do in the name of Christ to be about me. I want him to work through me, and that's the way he designed it, and that's the way, that's the reason he gave us his Holy Spirit. So understand, and this is kind of a good lead-in for next week's program, because we will, on Pentecost Sunday, be talking about the Holy Spirit. You and I, we have power with the Holy Spirit. That word power that we heard in the Acts of the Apostles today, that first reading, the Acts of the Apostles was originally written in Greek, and that word power that's used, the Greek word is dunamis, which is the root, the English root of the word dynamite. That explosive power is what we have in the Holy Spirit. So when you go out and share Christ with others, when you go out and pray for healings for people, and I recommend you do that. If you know somebody who's sick, pray for healing. You know, don't be afraid. Be bold in your prayer. Be bold in your words. Be bold when you go out and evangelize, when you share Jesus with others, knowing that you have the power of the Holy Spirit. Doesn't mean you have to be nasty about it. It just means that you have that power of the Holy Spirit, okay? Thank you for hanging out with me today. It's so great to be with you on this program. I look forward, God willing, to being with you next week on The Gary Zimak Show. If you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And while you're at it, I really could use your help financially to keep my ministry going. So if you can do that, you can help me out. You can make a donation by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com. And possibly becoming a monthly sponsor. If you have not done that and you would be interested in doing so, please check out the website and consider signing up to become a monthly sponsor of my ministry. Or if you would rather, you can make a one-time donation. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com and click on donate, and you will be directed to through PayPal to how you can make a donation. And again, it's totally secure because it's using PayPal. If you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Well, I'm just about ready to get on out of here. Know that I pray for you every day. Please keep me in your prayers as well. And let's get excited. You know, don't be distressed and think that you don't have the power and that you don't have the power to share Jesus and that he is in heaven and that he can't help you. He's alive. He is with you. And through his Holy Spirit, you absolutely have all the power that you need to be an effective evangelist. You can have Jesus work through you if you just depend on the Holy Spirit to guide you. The Holy Spirit will give you the words. The Holy Spirit will direct you. The Holy Spirit will open doors for you. Just be ready to go in those doors when the Spirit opens them up, and then give it your best shot. And with the help of the very Spirit of Christ, you're going to be as effective as he wants you to be. And don't underestimate him. He can do some really good work through you. So the Lord has ascended into heaven, but that doesn't mean he's not with you, okay? I'm going to run now. Thanks again for listening. God bless you, and I look forward to being with you here next week on The Gary Zimak Show. Bye-bye now.